It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. It felt like the perfect spot to see some wildlife, so I plopped down in the sun-soaked grasses among the widely scattered ponderosa pines and waited. I was squinting, or possibly had my eyes closed, and when my vision came back into focus, I saw a visitor. One of the most creative, silent, and lethal predators of the natural world was directly in front of me. In fact, this marvel of evolution hung less than a foot from the tip of my nose, suspended in midair. Not until the breeze stirred could I see the miniature bungee cord from which the spider twirled, upside down. High above were several strands of silk floating on air, but only blue sky beyond. Without a single tree limb overhead, where could my visitor have descended from? For the last 220 million years, all spiders have had the ability to manufacture silk. The filaments that spiders spin consist primarily of a protein called keratin, which is also found in toenails, eyelashes, and feathers. The large abdomens of spiders are filled with the components of silk in liquid form. On demand, spiders can extrude silk through apertures called spinnerets, thereby wringing out the water and producing dry, insoluble fibers. Having numerous spinnerets, like tiny spigots, along the bottom of its abdomen allows a spider to produce threads of different diameters, much like the various attachments placed on pasta machines or cake decorators. Additionally, by controlling the ratio of materials supplied by multiple glands, spiders can vary the ingredients and physical properties of their product. The thickest and most versatile of the materials crafted by spiders is called dragline silk. Dragline silk is one of the strongest materials known. It's 5 times stronger than steel and 30% more flexible than nylon. This combination of properties is very useful to the spider. Evolutionary theory suggests that the earliest spiders were all ground dwellers until they began to explore the world vertically in pursuit of new insect food sources. With dragline silk attached along the way as their safety rope, they began to climb plants and trees and eventually specialized in the capture of flying insects. These predators now employ many strategic web designs to facilitate their capture of prey, and dragline silk serves as the structural framework for these traps. When attempting to span long distances, like those between scattered ponderosa pine trees, aerial spiders will deliberately drift lengths of dragline silk on air currents. You can often see these glistening strands high overhead streaming from tree limbs. Spiders tug occasionally on the thread to determine when their horizontal scaffold has made contact with a solid object and is firmly in place. From anywhere along this bridge, the spider can rappel toward the ground via another dragline. The spider descends headfirst, controlling the silk with a claw on one of its hind legs. This is when spiders can appear to bungee jump directly from the sky. Silk is an extremely valuable resource, and spiders seem to know it, for they are into recycling. It's common practice for them to eat their own silk and reuse all the materials. So the next time you want to see some fascinating wildlife, you probably won't have to look very far. Eric Leach wrote today's Field Note. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. You can find out about our upcoming events and programs by calling 327-0405 or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.